Bonjour. You're listening to Tribal Water Day podcast.
Listen and learn about Nebe, water,
and its importance to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
Episode 11, Research for Community Health.
My name is Amy Poupart, and I am the program director for the Great Lakes Native American Research Center for Health, located in Lac du Flambeau at the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. I think a lot of it is, you know, that tribes control and they have the power to say what research is done in their communities and that they own this process. We just want to make sure that they're empowered and have all the tools that they need to guide research. And also for students, we just want the message that, you know, we need you in our communities. We need you to, yes, go and get your education, but we also continue knocking down the health disparities that we have in Native communities. We really need and want you to come back and help your tribes too. And if not coming to the tribal communities, at least representing in research fields or in other fields and, you know, dispelling things and helping reduce the disparities that we have. You know, I'm a tribal member in Lac du Flambeau, and I see this as very personal for me, that I want the tribes to have as much assistance and guidance as I can offer, as what I can reach out and offer to them, because it's my people. And I think the passion is there for a lot of people, and I just want to help tap into that and grow that and continue empowering them.
Nebe giza ke igu gibi gwech we nemigu gija we nemigu.
This podcast is a Third Coast Conversations project, which encourages dialogue about water in Michigan and is supported by the Michigan Humanities Council. All audio was recorded and produced by Allison Mills. To learn more about the KBIC Water Program, visit the Natural Resources Department at nrd.kbic-nsn.gov.
The Nebe Lullaby is sung by Water Walkers Terry Denemy and Kathy Smith, as written and shared by Doreen Day of the Medalen Lodge.
To all our sponsors, supporters, and community, Chimagwich.